Test 1, 2.
Check, check. Syphilis, syphilis.
Test.
Oh, that's funny.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What? Not tomorrow. Not after breakfast. Now.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. The self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person. Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Wow, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant. No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
Do you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Yep. We are live. Conti and Kenny Show. We are in a different studio. And, it's been almost a month since we've been live. And there's Kenny. Kenny just got in, too. Don't worry. We just started. Kenny hit some traffic. Nope. We got no reruns. It is us. It is June 1st, 2006. Welcome, everybody. Yep, I'm single. Kenny's still got a 33-inch waist. And James and Bob are here. No. It's June 1st, 2015, and a few boys are sitting in the chat already. Colorado Dickhead, Big Scott's Will, White Ass Brent, of course, our producer. Thank you, Big Scott's Will. Welcome back, Mr. Conti. Yeah, I got a lot to talk about. What a horrible couple of weeks I've had. And I miss you guys, man. We've been doing the Boston show, but we haven't done the more like radio show. And God, it's been almost a month. And it was just a horrible, Memorial Day was one weekend. And then the other weekend, I was away. And then Kenny couldn't make it. It was just a big cluster F of crap. But thank you for giving us a listen and coming into the chat. It is, like I said. Oh, Big Scott's Will. I see that. I know his girl was in the hospital, but then I saw a picture with him kissing his girl. So I see. I assume everything is good. She is back in tip top shape. So that is good. But man, what a shitty couple of weeks I've had. But I'm finally back to normal. I tell you, man, when you start to go without sleeping. And when I mean sleeping, like not sleeping more than 2 hours at a time, and maybe getting 2 hours of sleep at night for a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. When you get 5 hours sleep and you think, wow, that was amazing, you know there's an issue. And I mean, I don't really understand. I think the issue was that I had gotten sick and then... Between all these vitamins I was taking, I didn't realize that I was popping two different fat burners. So so I was all like, oh, wow, I was actually losing weight. But I realized that it was putting my blood pressure through the roof. So I was basically living pretty much 24/7 in anxiety. And I had a run-in where I had to jump out of almost a moving car. Because I got such a claustrophobia in my friend's car on a Memorial Day weekend. It was just a really, really nutty. You got your little drinky?
Thanks. Drinky,
all right. But, yeah, what a awful, awful couple of weeks. We'll get into that. But Kenny is, she's on the mend. Very good. Fiona's out of the hospital. She's on the mend. Good, good, good.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all good. We appreciate you guys... thinking about us? Fiona.
I know.
Oh, you're saying who's Fiona? Big Scott's Will's girl.
Yes, of
our
course.
British friend. So, I don't even know where I want to begin, except saying that, you know what, Bruce Jenner, pretty fucking hot.
I agree.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time I was fooled on the West Side Highway at 4 a.m. in a Toyota Tercel. Realizing that maybe this young girl's back is a little wide and her hands are just a wee bit big, but
she's
what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Bother her while she's working? You know, let her go and finish up and then question my sexuality after everything is done.
She's got a Lake Placid tattoo.
She says hello. Hello there, Fiona. Glad you're on the mend. And, man, it's been a while since we talked to all. I mean, and hopefully more people will start coming in. Ooh, Ram Cat Jackson is in the room. I don't know who Ram Cat Jackson is. But, all those guys. I forgot the Dick Ram.
Ram Rodder? No, Sledgehammer?
Charger, or I forgot. I can't think of the names.
It's, Colorado Dickhead, Big Scott's, Roy Black.
Roy Black on crack?
And the Sledgehammer, or the Sledge.
Oh, yeah. Hammer, whatever it was, right? But
whatever. What's his name?
But yeah, anxiety, man. Whew. Because I have anxiety, but my anxiety is usually limited to, I get it on occasion for short periods of time, a small burst, usually... for no reason, no apparent reason, you know, the difference between being nervous about something and getting anxiety. And
why are you bringing this up? Are you just something you started talking about?
Because that's basically what I was going through for 2 weeks. It was basically anxiety because of the of those pills I was taking.
Right.
And being sick.
Yeah.
My blood pressure was elevated.
There you go.
which in tune, it's like a catch 22, ends up being that I'm filled with anxiety, not able to sleep. Then you start thinking too much about sleeping.
Right.
And that's when I told you when I was at my friend's house, I got in his car and I said, oh, got to get out. Yeah, and that's when I realized there was something really wrong, was when...
Well, that's why I stopped eating those Rip Fuels and all that kind of stuff years ago, years and years ago. I don't even do caffeine really anymore unless I need it, because I thought I was having heart attacks.
Yeah, this wasn't the panic attacks. I wasn't getting panic attacks, but it was partly with...
I feel the same thing when I wake up in the morning and the first cigarette that I have, if I haven't smoked in like a day, because I don't smoke that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke in the house or anything. It's only usually when I'm in the car. But if I wake up, like, I'll go a whole day without smoking, just hanging out at the house. And the first one I have, I automatically know my blood pressure raises because I start thinking about my finances. I start thinking about all the shit that's coming up. I look too far ahead, and I'm like, fuck, man. I could say fuck today.
Yes. It's been a while.
Yeah. Shit, piss, funk, fuck, cocksucking motherfucking shit, tits. Fuck,
yep. Roy Black on crack. Hello, sir. How are you?
But I know the same thing. It's your blood pressure. I have high blood pressure anyway. I know it for a fact. I must have it. It runs in my family. I've never gotten it checked. But I guarantee I do, you know. I mean, I'm a pretty mellow guy. But I can feel it once that, you know, that stimulant. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. But that's when I knew. Because you know what it was? After like almost a week of hardly sleeping, I noticed like when I was walking. First of all, the world just. And I knew this was all anxiety, but between the anxiety and not sleeping, everything that I was looking at, it looked like I was looking through like weird glasses.
You know, like the blue blockers.
And the color didn't seem right, everything I was looking at. And I'm realizing, and I mean, a few people told me, go, dude, that's sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
You would have went a few more days, I would have started seeing shit, you know? But between that and then when I was at my on a Memorial Day weekend, the Sunday, we were at my friend's house having a great time, right? With a couple of my buddies that I've been friends with since, like, you know, 1990. And we were having a great time, right? Having a blast, telling hilarious stories of shit that we've done, all this crap. And my one friend was like, hey, dude, you want to take a quick ride with my car? Well, 6 blocks away. Yeah. He's got one of those newer Chevy Camaros, 45th edition, right? I jump in the car. He starts to take off, and I just go, dude, pull up, stop, stop the car. Because it was one of those where the roofs are really short, and I just said, dude, I couldn't believe it. I said, I got to get out. And I was completely claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And it was like this. I got to get this nipped in the bud. Because this is
You
bad.
Know, I tell you one thing. I saw you on Friday. You look different. You look like showered up and shaved and stuff, and you look all nice and fresh.
And now I'm a disaster again.
No. Friday, you looked like a disaster. And today, you look refreshed.
Oh, yeah. This weekend, I slept.
Did you? Yeah. You look different.
I slept good last night. I slept good the night before. I was up early and then slept a little bit to, like, you know, 9 o'clock. And then when I was doing stuff all day, and then I still went and took another nap. Like, I'm catching up on all of that sleep that I lost.
Your body has to. No matter what people think, eventually your body has to catch up.
And it just, you break down you crash.
Yeah, you crash or you wear yourself down until finally you crash when people try to avoid it. But that your body has to catch up. It might take a little while, but it's good. I'm happy for you.
Oh,
I slept all fucking day today.
Did you?
Well, it's like October out. It's
cold. It's chilly, yeah.
I got the windows open, so I got the blanket on. I was up this morning. I was up, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bored. Nothing to do. Checked all my shit, everything, you know what I mean? Got nothing to do.
So it came up. We could play some checkers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. A
couple old men playing checkers.
Sure. And then...
Shit's chess. It ain't checkers.
I woke back up about 1:30, and then 2:30. Was up for a little while. And then at like 3:30, I passed back out. That's why I was running a little bit late, but then I hit traffic. I left my house at like 6,
mm-hmm.
but it was good nap day today.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Good nap day.
I had stuff, you know, we did a lot of stuff yesterday. We spent most of the day just doing cleaning and mopping. We cleaned the kitchen, cleaned the floors, all this stuff. So it was good. It was a good productive day. And today there wasn't much to do. So I had to clean the fucking litter box as usual. Motherfuckers. I clean the litter box, and I swear to God, 10 seconds after I'm done, one of them will come in.
Absolutely.
And
they're like brand new.
They don't even give me 2 seconds to go, can I just smell a fresh crystals? Can you just give me 20 seconds of fresh crystals? They got to come in there and be like, psst.
Yes.
Fuckers.
Well, that's what happened when you go, like, when you're somewhere and you know, like, you see the janitor in the shitter and you're like, fresh toilet.
Time to go, yeah.
I'm duping in that one right now.
Yeah, even if you don't realize you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm checking it. And he's like, it's a black guy's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Just clean that motherfucker.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I feel like a black janitor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Give me a second. Jesus.
Yeah.
And today, it's like yesterday and today is like the first day it's rained almost in a month.
In a month, yeah.
Like the whole month of May.
Yeah.
They actually started doing the, I think in Ridgewood, New Jersey was the first one where they said, look, if you have an odd number houses, you can do your watering your lawn on certain days. Like they're starting that shit already. You know?
Yeah.
So
I was watching something this morning in Newark. There's some like park or some like lake up in Newark, New Jersey. I forget the name of it. But the reporter is sitting on the side of the road and, you know, the grates, the wash grates on the side of the street?
Yeah.
The last night, the lake overflowed and there's the reporter on the side of the street. They're two big fucking lake trout. Literally like 12, 14 inches lake trout.
Wow.
In the gutter, because the gutter has the grate on it, not the one with the open gutter like the old school where you lose your tennis balls.
Right, yeah.
It had to close great. And there's these two fucking big fish. So the guy comes over. She's like, oh, this gentleman's going to help us grab the fish. So he grabs him by the gills. And I'm thinking, this motherfucker's going to eat lunch.
Oh, yeah.
He's not throwing him back. He probably fishes in that lake dreaming about that catch.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to he's going to McDonald's and going to sell it. And they're going to be doing filet of fish specials later on.
Yeah, he's going to get some pango breadcrumbs and fucking fry that thing up. I think I saw it on Facebook this morning. But it was friggin' hilarious. And I was like, how the fuck do you got fish that big in Newark?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I mean, unless, you know, because they're all like, you know, working out during their prison sentences.
Yeah, yeah.
Brent says, it's always been June 1st for the past 15 years for odd even house watering. But now this was a couple days ago, unless, you know, they just started doing it because it was just in the town of Ridgewood. So,
That'll stuck up white people.
Yeah, domestic violence popping in. How are you, dear? Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. So what about you, man? How was your weekend?
It was all right, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just did shit around the house. I'm trying to find to see if it was on here on Facebook because I don't know where to find it. Real quick.
Find what?
Just give me that fish story.
Oh.
I'm like, who gives a shit? It's a fish story.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll find out it wasn't really 12 or 14 inches. It was only like 7 inches.
No. I saw the picture. Oh, with the fish story.
Fish story.
Gotcha.
So,
Yeah, man. Nothing fancy with me. It's been a long time since we've been up here on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Boston, for anybody that doesn't know, the Boston show that we do on Friday and Saturday nights. The station, the guys...
National news.
Yeah, ended up being... Kenny sends me a message, be like, hey, dude, our station is on Yahoo News.
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. Because the station, WMEX, which our pals Brian and Joe, who do Cluster F Radio, they were managing the station, all that, and everything fell apart because the guy who owned it basically just flaked out on everybody. They were building it and building it, and the guy just...
They got the call letters back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original call letters.
So...
It's been around since the 30s.
Yeah.
The station.
Been around forever.
It's a staple. It's an absolute staple.
And it hadn't been WMEX. It's like 1977 or something like that. So it was a big deal, and they were building it, and, you know, they were getting, like, you know, a lot of these local Boston people on there. And, of course, they had their... what do you call it? The shows that are syndicated across the country, like Hannity and even I think Glenn Beck and Alex Jones.
And for a while, we had our lead in was Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller was on it, yeah. And then everything kind of fell apart. So the station was being run by this other station temporarily. And that's why we were hearing like Fox Sports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we were still able to do our show. Now that they kind of they got all new management and the show, now they're rebuilding it again. They got like new morning show, a new afternoon show, and then now I think what are the syndicated? They got Hannity still.
I'm not
but the big story was that I guess Rush Limbaugh used to be on it.
Since 1991 he was on there on that, and it's a staple. that's the only place in Boston where Rush Limbaugh was. That's the only place where he broadcasted. So if you wanted to hear Rush Limbaugh, you had to go on WMEX. So the
right, whatever the channel, whatever it was. What it used to be, right.
Since 1991. And with the new management and everything, they decided they're going in a different direction, station-wise, because it's not going to be so, like we talked about it on Friday, that it was, you know, it's a lot of right-wing stuff. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Political. Where Liberty Has a Voice, was like the... That was like the mantra, the station's whatever.
So they no longer have Rush Limbaugh on there.
Right.
After so many years. Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
I think what they're going to, this is my personal opinion.
Even the Boston Globe covered it. Yahoo News was national news.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's right. They basically told Rush Limbaugh to go scratch.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And there's not too many people because he still has one of the biggest radio shows.
Sure, sure. And Boston's more of a, what do you think? Boston's more of a, no, it's more of a liberal town. I don't know.
I think Boston's almost like California, where
what
it's
do
a,
Irish people, how do they go? Left or right? It's all Irish up there.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, Boston itself, politically, it's a blue state.
Blue state, yeah.
It's a blue state. I mean, they've
had, not what you
exactly.
Do
they
here.
Had what's his face, old Big Skull, was there forever as their senator,
Ted Kennedy.
Kennedy, Big Sky. Will you got him a rush? No.
Ask if there's people in the back of your car before you go into the lake. don't let your cousin hit you over the head with a golf club, Aaron. Skakel. Stay out of the driveway with your cousin with a golf club, Aaron.
Don't let Bucky Dent hit a three-run home run.
Era Bucky fucking Dent.
Bucky fucking Dent. It's cool because we're still doing our show. Now Levy is doing a show on 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
He is going to do it.
He's already started.
Nice.
I'm doing it whenever I can do it and help and do whatever I can. But I can't. I just told him. I said, "Dude, I'll help you out whenever I can." Between his podcast and our show and me doing all this, I can't.
Yeah, but having to go up to Boston three nights a week at 3 o'clock.
You're hilarious. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna lay it out there.
Yeah.
What if Brian called us up and said, "Hey guys, listen, we want you guys to do a show five nights a week, an hour show or whatever. And we want to, you know, and we probably have to pre-record them, you know. And they would be willing to pay us, depending what it was. Would you do it?
Shit, yeah.
We would have to figure out, you know, scheduling and stuff like that. And
yeah, what do you keep looking over there? A ghost or something?
No.
Oh.
No.
Whenever you look behind me, because we're in a different studio.
Yeah,
so you
okay.
look behind me, it's like I'm always thinking that someone's there.
No, I'm sorry.
But it's ghost. This joint is haunted.
Well, I'm just thinking of, you know, this. I was thinking if we're doing it here and I'm looking in there. Because I don't feel like we're in the studio.
Right.
I feel like we're in a room outside of where we're usually
gotcha,
at.
Gotcha.
So when I'm like, yeah, so if in the studio and I look over there, you know. Yeah.
You're like the dog outside the door and it's raining outside. And the family's eating dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just sitting out there staring at them.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it. If there was, absolutely. I would
Menino,
do it.
I think they asked if, what party was Menino. I think he was a Democrat. I'm almost positive. Because Massachusetts has been, you know, Democratic forever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy. Right now, what we got going on right now, I'm happy with. I like doing the two weekend shows. If anything ever else pops up, if anybody out there is a really good, how would I put it? A good PR person. No. Well, besides you. A really good PR person and would really like to help us out and help us put together a little bit of a package of some of our stuff that we got and put it out to a bunch of stations around the New York area. Because I would love to be able to get a fucking...
You know what's funny? All you said was the word stuff. And I was binge-watching some George Carlin this week. Why do I always say that? I make fun of people who say stuff like that. Binge-watching or...
Yeah, you say all those things that I hate.
I know. I don't know why I do it. I say it all the time. I say I make fun of it, and then I wind up making too much fun of it, and I wind up saying it. I was watching some guy, and he's like, the guy who invented Pandora. And... whatchamacallit? He's like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes you want to snack on a video. I was like, oh, fucking
you want to what?
Snack. Because the woman's like, is there going to be music, you know, on Pandora, is there going to be music videos? And he goes, well, most of the, you know, 90% of the stuff on Pandora, on the music station, they don't have quality videos. You know what I mean? It's all like, a lot of obscure music. So he goes, ah, we're thinking about it. Maybe eventually we'll have some videos you can snack on.
Snack on?
Snack on. I want to punch him right through. It was on like Bloomberg TV.
I want to put him in a Pandora's box.
I was hit him in his mother's Pandora box. I was just flipping through. I wasn't like, you know, and I stopped on Bloomberg and I was just, you know, watching what interview it was. And it happened to be the Pandora guy. And he had all the fucking cliche lines. You're going to snack on some
video.
I never heard
that.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Fucking snack. Snack on my cock.
That's so... You know what
do you think that's... Boston fans? Snack on my cock.
That is
Can't
such
say that
a,
on Friday and Saturday.
It's such a hipster type of...
Absolutely. 100%. You fucking craft beer drinking mustache asshole.
And how about like... how about every goddamn... How about every goddamn
I gotta write that down. Craft beer drinking mustache asshole.
Now that's what it is now. It seems like every fast food place just put a hipster douche with a beard and just have him be your new spokesperson.
Oh, absolutely.
It just seems like every food joint. It's like, dude, I mean, yeah. are we getting old? Is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It's absolutely what it is. There's the Sam Adams commercial where they're like, we're the first craft beers, and we don't take ourselves too seriously. And then they showed a guy with the beard and a bald head, and he squirts the hose at the other guy. Oh, they're having fun in the brewery.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're having fun at the fucking brewery.
They're all drunk. They're like Peter fucking Griffin. And they're just all bombed up at the...
Us at Sam Adams, we're fun. We're cool. We're fucking hipsters. We spray water at each other while we're working.
Yeah.
You fucking mustache faccia de gatz.
Yep. What do you call it, Big Scott Will? Snack on. Yep. Somebody said that to me, I'd punch him in the throat. Exactly. Yeah. I hate dough talk.
Douche talk.
Oh, douche talk.
You just say, yeah.
I was going to say, hey, you want to talk about money?
But I make fun of it, and then I say, I binge-watched Carlin. How do you... I should be shot in the face for just putting binge watch and Carlin in the same thing.
The same
thing. He's probably going to give me ball cancer.
Yeah, he rolled twice in his grave.
Exactly.
Here and that.
Exactly. But just you saying the word stuff, in my mind, in my head movies, I heard...
What?
Nah, it's from a movie. Okay, you... It's from Tropic Thunder.
In my head movies.
In my head movies.
Punch you
in. I heard you said stuff, and in my head, I hear more stuff.
Right.
Because I was watching, I watched it like 5 times bit this weekend. Why is my shit stuff and your stuff shit? Now I got to get more stuff.
Yeah.
I got stuff all over the world. Just enough stuff to bring a weekend on Maui. Oh, shit. I got to find room for more stuff. What a classic bit.
Yeah, it was,
and it was. It's complete. Well, except for saying shit, but it was on the only place he ever did that bit. He never did it on an HBO special. He did it at. He did it on Comic Relief. It was never on a special.
Really?
Never on a special.
That was all the comic relief thing? That I remember.
Yeah, he had the brown sweater. It was the comic relief. He did it in his stage, in his live act.
Right, but and it was never an HBO special.
Yeah, he did it on like Carson and stuff.
Okay.
Same with like football and baseball and football. That's been on the specials. He's refined that over the years. That was an old bit from years and years and years ago, and he refined it over the years. And then he would do that every so often on Carson or Letterman. And but that stuff bit is whatchamacallit? Comedy comic relief. That was it.
That was mid 80s.
That was 1986, I think, somewhere around.
Yeah, that was with him and Whoopi Goldberg and Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, right? To help out with, was it homeless people or something like that?
Yeah. I believe so. I think it was homeless.
And you know, it wasn't even my favorite no pun intended, my favorite stuff of his. Even though it was still great. But
you didn't like that bit?
I thought, you know, it wasn't my favorite that he did. It definitely wasn't. I think once, like, you're all diseased and it's bad for you.
Yeah.
To me, that was him peaking. Right. And I loved his, don't get me wrong, I loved his stuff in the 70s, too. Yeah.
This is Carlin at Carnegie was around this time. I forget, it was 19. Carlin at Carnegie was one of the first Carlin ones that I ever watched. I went back and watched the old ones because he was doing hour specials since the 70s.
Right.
I never saw those live. I saw bits and pieces of it. Mm-hmm. I heard the albums, but I never saw it until later on. Carlin at Carnegie was old school George Carlin. That was like sort of the last, almost towards the end of his goofy Carlin.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's, you know, it's a where he broccoli fought, my nine dairy
cream
fought.
But he still, but even though he was in that, you know, where he was doing the radio bits and, you know, like the news, you know, like
the hippy dippy weather, man.
Or the, you know, like, and now a partial score, William and Mary 14, and that would be it, you know, William and Mary 32.
The forecast for tonight. Dark.
Tony and Frankie, 105, and he did all the, and it was all those
followed
great,
by partially light in the morning.
Yeah, or like President to go, French President to go, rose from the dead today, just to prove to everyone that he could do it.
Yeah.
And he did all those things, but he still dabbled with doing shit about Vietnam.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where true. He was like, yeah, we're here to save those people. Whip a little industry in them.
Right.
You know? Industry, you know, what's an industry? U.S. You know? And he still was tinkering with that, you know, anti-establishment, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And he would still do it, but then he would mix. That's what was that's what made him the best. Where he could sit there and do, hey, it's your stuff. And then do a bit about Muhammad Ali telling the American government to go fuck themselves. Muhammad Ali.
Big Scots. I love the serial killer bit. First time I heard it was on Puppies and Sunshine. And then he writes in quotations, "Hey, Fiona, they're talking about Rufus from Bill and Ted." Remember, that's where she...
That's right. I'm sure there's millions of people that only...
You want to play a couple of minutes of the stuff?
Maybe, and then maybe we'll take a break, and then we'll
regroup.
We really never even
started the
show. You want, and then we'll go, you play something, and then we'll
we'll play this for a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
and then
and which one are you gonna play?
The stuff, stuff. We'll play that. More stuff,
and we'll play a couple of quick.
I got shit all over the world.
Yep, there's a bit about the Indians, about, they're on, take them all the way across the country, into Alcatraz, off the island completely, and then you put them on the Bering Strait, and give them into your buck ahead to pass, or something like that, the Bering Strait theory, charge them Indians a buck ahead to cross over. All right, you want to do it, or you want me to,
Shit, you know what, this looks like he actually did it on a special.
He might have did it afterwards, but he maybe...
But this is the first time Iris... There's another... Maybe it's just a picture of him. I don't know. But let's...
Brent put a great thing of Carlin. Looked like he's jerking off on stage as a little vine in the chat. Fantastic.
That's great.
Is that great or what?
That's really funny. If anybody listening, go into the chat room, warlikeradio.com/live, and see the picture of Carlin, the 3-second vine of, of him wagging it. All right, you want me to play it or you want to play it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I would have been out here a little bit sooner, but they gave me the wrong dressing room.
Let's listen to it for a couple minutes, talk over it, and then we'll take a break.
And okay. I don't know how you are, but I need a place to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's
I wish I could write a bit like
own
this
pile thing. Of stuff.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And when you leave your stuff, you got to lock it up.
Most comedians
wouldn't want
that.
Somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff.
Just
they don't bother
stuff.
With that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You've got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff. Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often, someone died in it 11 years ago, and they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff? Get that off of there. Now, sometimes you go on vacation, you gotta bring some of your stuff with you. You can't bring all your stuff.
You got shit all over the world.
The stuff that fits you well that month. Let's say you're gonna go to Honolulu. You're gonna go all the way to Honolulu. You gotta take two big bags of stuff. Plus your carry-on stuff, plus the stuff in your pockets. You get all the way to Honolulu and you get in your hotel room and you start to put away your stuff. That's the first thing you do in a hotel room is put away your stuff. Now I'll put some stuff in here, put some stuff down there. Here's another place for some stuff here. I'll put some stuff over there. You put your stuff over there. I'm putting my stuff over here. Here's another place for some stuff. Hey, we got more places than we've got stuff. We're going to have to buy more stuff. Yeah. And you put all your stuff away, and you know that you're thousands of miles from home, and you don't quite feel at ease, but you know that you must be okay because you do have some of your stuff with you.
And this part
and
with the Afrin nasal spray?
On that basis.
Friggin' brilliant.
That's when your friend from Maui calls and says, hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend? Spend a couple of nights over here. Oh, shit, no.
Now,
what stuff do you bring? Right, you've got to bring an even smaller version of your stuff. Just enough stuff for a weekend on Maui. And you get over, and you're really spread out now. You've got shit all over the world. You've got stuff at home, stuff in storage, stuff in Honolulu, stuff in Maui, stuff in your pockets. Supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. But you get over to your friend's house in Maui, and they give you a little place to sleep, and there's a little window ledge or some kind of a small shelf, and there's not much room on it, but it's okay because you don't have much stuff now. And you put what stuff you do have up there. You put your imported French toenail clippers, your odor readers with the 45-day guarantee, your cinnamon-flavored dental floss, and your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And even though you're a long way from home, you know that you must be okay because you do have your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And you relax in Maui on that basis. That's when your friend says, hey, I think tonight we'll go over the other side of the island and stay at my friend's house overnight. Oh, shit, no. No, what do you bring? Now you just bring the things you know you're going to need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, cigarettes, contraceptives, Vaseline, whips, chains, whistles, dildos, and a book.
Classic.
All right, let's take a quick break. And we'll be back and we'll start the show. We'll come correctly, yo. All right, we'll come correctly. All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah, that Carlin bit was just a little something you could snack on.
Absolutely.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRtees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRtees.
Mr. Nelson here. Say, do you love the sound of my voice? I know, me too. Well, now, with a little chump change, you can enjoy the sound of my voice while watching a movie. That's right. Films like Beast from Haunted Cave. It's about a bank heist gone wrong. No, it doesn't go wrong because the handsome ski instructor foils the plot. Or because the robber's chain-smoking nymphomaniac girlfriend turns on him. No, it's because the gang didn't count on a giant spider monster living in a nearby haunted cave. The film stars Michael Forrest, who portrayed Apollo in the original Star Trek TV series. Yes, he's the guy who became a giant, making Captain Kirk look up his toga. Warning, due to an extreme lack of talent, bathroom humor is deployed throughout the film. So what are you waiting for? Head over to sellfy.com/Nelson. That's sellfy.com/NAILSIN. Yes, Nelson, for me. There you'll find all the films that I've graced with my smart-ass commentary. So again, head over to sellfy.com/Nelson.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Gee, I can't believe I'm souring my good name.
Say, gang, where can you find the Bob Levy Show?
It's in my ass! It's in my ass!
No, come on now, Bob. You can find the Bob Levy Show on iTunes or Stitcher.com or...
In my asshole.
Bob, stop! No, you can also find it at podomatic.com. Or you can simply go to therevbobleavy.com, where you can find all things Bob Levy, including the Bob Levy Show. So what are you waiting for?
My asshole.
Well, that too. Come on, everybody, tune in.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The Conti and... We've always got something special on the menu here at Metal Breakfast Radio, whether it be death metal, punk, hardcore, industrial, poppadoms, kebabs, lamb bolti, pashwari naan, and would you like an onion bhaji for a starter? I seem to have strayed from my original brief somewhat, so in a nutshell, Metal Breakfast Radio is tasty, hot, and goes well with a few pints. Stream it or order a takeaway from RadioFreeSatan.com. Metal Breakfast Radio, where we open our arms wide to all the cultures of the world.
I defecate on his beard.
Ah, piss off. The Conti and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, hey, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal,
and,
too.
Check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I was blowing a guy while my fucking beer was in a paint can.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, good tune.
Yeah, I love the band live.
I work for them. They were coolest dudes.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many fucking hits they have until you see them live. And they're from soup to nuts. It's every constant fucking song they play, you're absolutely 100% no.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, yeah. I mean, just on their one album, I forgot the album, but they have this album, their first one, which has this song, as popular, but...
No, and the other one is the Jesus song.
Oh, yeah.
Something or other.
And then you go into their big album, which had, you know, I Alone and all that. Then they even have, like, what is it, the...
What's the one about the placenta? Thunder crashes and the baby don't cry.
Lightning crashes.
And the placenta falls to the floor.
Yeah. We're like, oh, who had that?
But that's song lyrics. The placenta falls to the floor.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a placenta come out of a woman?
No.
I did.
You have?
Absolutely. After my little sister was born.
Is that the one where people, like, sometimes they cook it and they eat it?
Yeah, my mother buried it in the yard. She buried it in the garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she buried it in the garden, but she actually had a placenta cookbook.
A placenta cookbook.
A placenta cookbook, because in the natural world, the mothers, they'll eat the placenta for nutrients. They'll re-eat the...
they'll re-eat it for the nutrients, because through pregnancy in the natural life, in wildlife, they're pregnant. So if it's like a lion or you can't hunt as much, you know, because it's natural nutrients. It's your, okay. You know what I mean? It's like if you were shipwrecked and you jerked off, you would eat your own comfort.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
You find crabs, you make fire, and you jerk off into your hand.
No.
It's there waiting for you.
No.
It's like a little airplane snack.
No.
You never said that on Naked and Afraid?
No.
I always said if I was on that show Naked and Afraid and the girl was really, really hungry, I would be like, I got some protein.
That's terrible.
That's just not happening.
But anyway, they'll actually eat the placenta in the natural wildlife. Humans don't have to because they've got a ShopRite.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Go to fucking Whole Foods, you fucking weirdo hipster fucking hippie lady.
Yeah, exactly. Eat that fucking placenta.
Yeah, yeah. You got any hot sauce? Anybody got any hot sauce?
Nom, nom, nom.
Hey, you slice it up, put it on a little bruschette.
Easy peasy. Yep, and easy.
Little extra virgin olive oil.
Exactly.
A little bit of garlic. And a little bruschette right there. Placenta bruschette.
Yeah, so...
They call it bruschetta.
Prescienta. Look at that, huh? I knew a guy in Italian guy named Prescienta. Joey Prescienta. Hey, you doing, Joey? What's going on? How are you?
Yeah. No, but like I said, my mother ceremoniously buried it in the yard. In the garden.
I've heard about all those.
But my little sister was born. Baby's just born. So they're on the... Oh, my Lord. How do you do that? How does he do that fast?
He found it.
Oh,
that's great. That's so great.
I know. It's disgusting. So I'm sitting there. My little sister's born. I mean, just out of the vag. Right there. Fresh. Right out of the oven. And, she's sitting there, so I'm standing at the foot of the bed, and my father and a couple of people, the midwife is there, now they call them doulas or whatever, and she's there, and my brother, I've seen childbirth twice, my little brother and my little sister. My mother was like, you're going to see that, you know, and just, I mean, vagioli, wow, bing, like a football coming through there.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm surprised they still like vagina. After seeing that.
Yeah, really?
Starting off that way. Yeah. Yeah. Between seeing...
Some people might argue that you don't.
Yeah. Between seeing two childbirths and a horse raping by the time I was 8 years old.
What do you mean a horse raping?
Remember when I stole the Super 8 movies?
Yeah.
There was the girl jerking off the donkey. My first time I ever saw porno
It was
in the same day. It was the first porno I ever saw was the Nazi raping a Swedish girl in a barn.
Yes.
On the hay.
Sexy.
And then the other one was the black guy, white girl. And then the third one was the German Shepherd and the donkey fuck. And I had them on a Super 8. It literally was like the movie 8mm with Nicolas Cage.
That's just crazy.
I was in the attic and I made a screen. I was home in my grandparents' attic. Boom, boom, boom. Psst. And I fucking...
Right, drop your socks and grab your cocks and let's go upstairs and fuck everybody.
So anyway, I'm standing at the foot of the bed, and then the midwife, my mother gets up. She's starting to get up out of bed, and the midwife runs over and with like a bus tub from like a restaurant,
right?
You know, it's like a bus. It looks like a bus tub,
right?
Puts it under my mother, and she kind of does the samurai leg down. And kind of ploosh.
Wow.
Right into a bucket. I'm not supposed to see this at 8 years old.
No, you're not supposed
at
to
this
see
that. At this point, I was 1985. I was nine. I was almost 10. But I've seen too much already at 10 years old.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Way too much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, most people in their lives, they might catch a glimpse at her dad's cock once or twice when he's taking a piss.
That's what happened. I saw
my grandfather's hog once.
I saw my mom like she came out of her room or something like that into her bathroom, and she might have been like with a towel on, and I accidentally saw her like a little naked.
Yeah.
But like for a second, it's like whoop. It's like, but no, I didn't see one of my siblings.
Yeah.
Come out of.
Well, back in the 70s. Did you ever take a bath with your father?
I don't remember. And if that means I'm probably trying to forget.
It is.
Maybe I did.
You weren't in your 20s.
No. It's probably like, right after my sweet 16 or something. Is that like when the water, like if you're sitting there and you're so small that the water goes down his belly and then it goes off his cock and hits you in the head like a waterfall?
Well, you're not in, what are you, Sandusky? You're not in a shower. You're in a bathtub. The water's already filled up.
No, I think I might have taken a shower.
Really?
Maybe
awkward.
What do you mean? At least I could be at the other end of the shower.
Shivering and freezing, trying to hold yourself to keep warm and wish away the frightening.
I went in there and all I heard was...
I got 4 inches.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure.
All by myself. Now I'm getting a stiffy. Domestic violence. I interrupted my packing for this. I think I'll just go back and pack. Yeah. Guest in the chat. Most people don't see their mother's vagina ever. Oh, yeah. I've seen it a lot. That's all right. A couple more years, I'll be wiping that motherfucker.
Try not to think that it's going to be that quick.
No, I bust their balls all the time.
Oh, right, Roy Black on crack. It was called horsing around back then. we're doing a Big Brother program. You want to take a shower with this one?
Horsing around. That's exactly what it was.
So I don't know. But so.
Yeah, so I saw the placenta. That was the end of that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
So anyway, you wanted to. Bring up.
There was a couple of things. What do you want to go with? The earthquake? Or do you, what'd you get? Did you get a text message?
No. I was just thinking. There were so many things you wanted to get into. Guy, why don't we get into the T-shirt?
Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah, we can do that. Update on the T-shirt. If you didn't hear the Friday show, I've been on a roll lately where I've been getting drunk and ordering T-shirts.
we all know about the Jedi stuff.
Oh, yeah. It started with the Jedi stuff.
The Jedi stuff,
and the lightsabers.
Kenny bought a lightsaber?
Four lightsabers and a Jedi suit. Full Jedi suit, and then I ordered the boots next.
And the lightsabers, some of them were for your nieces, and then you, of course, keep on for yourself.
You're going to have a... Clicks right on the belt.
Make Kenny happy party, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what? Do you want me to send you to Jedi Pick and you send it to Brent and put it in the chat room?
Oh, Brent's he's already had it up there.
No. The new Jedi suit. Not the lightsaber.
Send it to me. If you don't have it, I'll send it to Brent.
Yeah, not the lightsaber one.
Oh, I don't know. How do you know we had something else?
Yes, I did. I put it on. Yeah, not the lightsaber one.
Which one is this?
This is...
Kenny's got the new confangled phone.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, that's good, though. Kenny finally... Kenny got a new phone, and they gave him like a little tablet for like nothing. It cost him like $30.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the last time Kenny got an upgrade, the word upgrade wasn't invented for cell phone use.
It was before they gave upgrades.
Yeah,
but I haven't done anything in... And whatchamacallit? Years. Come on, how do I get where my pictures at?
Oh, you're still trying to figure all that out?
Yeah, I took the pictures. Oh, I got my Bill Murray shirt in.
What do you mean? You got a Bill Murray shirt?
Yeah, I bought a Bill Murray shirt. Me and my sister, every time we say something like, well, yeah, I'm working a lot this week. So all the time in from Caddyshack, Bill Murray, I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm working a lot this week. So I got that going for me. And she'll go, which is nice. You know, that part where she, you receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So I bought that shirt. It says I chose to wear this shirt, that's so I've got that going for me. And he's got that lifting.
Right. You know, okay.
Goongala goongala.
That's good.
I'll find a gallery. Maybe on the next break.
Send it over. You let me know.
Yeah.
So anyway, now...
So I'm whatchamacallit? I'm buying all these t-shirts and shit. And the other night, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm buying all this, you know, I'm looking at all this stuff and it's different things and I'm t-shirts. And the one shirt place that I go to, you become friends with the artist. If you like the artist, they make the shirt for you. It's actually kind of cool. I'm Facebook friends with them now. And then they send me updates on who's the new artist and all kinds of stuff. It's not your just generic shirt, you know. It's, you know, whether it's portraits, I just got Ray Charles.
Yeah, you can actually
Stevie Wonder.
It's almost like one of the sponsors here, except they make these shirts and then you pick them.
Right.
This is where you can actually order something specific.
Yeah. Okay. And they make it and then you become friends with them. Right. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I scroll along and I remembered that there was a team years ago. I remembered it was called the Alabama Biscuits. And it just popped into my head where I always wanted an Alabama Biscuits shirt, but this is before the internet where I could order a biscuit shirt.
Of course, right.
I don't know where my mind was going, but it popped into my head.
Okay.
I go and I search. It's the Montgomery Biscuits. I said, shit, yeah.
You got to get a Montgomery Biscuits shirt.
You got to get a Montgomery Biscuits shirt. Yeah, and it's of course. The logo's a little thing, a biscuit, you know, pushing something, you know, like another biscuit or something. So I order it. And then I'm like, oh, let me see who the Montgomery Biscuits. It's a minor league team, like a single A team, almost independent league.
Right.
I'm like, who they play for? I'm a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. Fucking Tampa Bay Devil Rays. You know, I told you this. I told you this on Friday. If it would have been the Cincinnati Reds or the fucking Chicago Cubs,
and you know what's so silly? It's not even like it's Boston. It's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, but they're in the American League East.
Who cares? But
I
anyway,
I played them 18 times.
Right.
Fuck the Devil Rays.
So. You find out that they're a minor league team of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Batman with a Scottish accent makes my vagina wet. Lady Trucker, what the hell was that? I missed. I gotta go back. Oh, a big Scott. I'm looking. I can understand. I'm looking into a Batman costume. Okay, and Lady Trucker, Batman Scottish accent makes my vagina wet. Oh shit, that's so funny. Blazing Saddles, that's a good fucking idea. Domestic violence. I gotta check into a...
The sheriff is a gong. The sheriff is a gong. That would be a funny shirt.
Yeah, yeah. So I freak out. I'm like, fuck. So now I go back on the website. I can't cancel the order on the website.
Now, what time is this now?
4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning? Yeah, what have you been doing most of the evening?
Searching for shirts. Drinking.
And drinking. That's the
fucking point. Lit. I don't get lit up too often, but some nights I'll get lit. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Right.
That's when the Jedi shoots. Yeah, yeah.
Kenny has to check his credit card bill in the mail when it comes in when he gets
if,
all lit
if,
up.
No, if I wake up hungover, immediately when I go to that right, I'm like, what did I do last night? And I look, I'm like, what the fuck did I buy? I can't remember. I can't exactly remember right now.
I think I bought something.
And shit just shows up, and I'm like, oh, I fucking forgot I ordered fucking the best of Yanni for no reason. Yanni
so now.
Yeah, so I freak out. I try to reverse it. I can't do it. So in a panic, I call up Verizon.
Oh, God. You call up Verizon?
I called up Verizon, and I was like, is there any way? And I was trying to explain to the girl that, listen, I'm a Yankee fan. Okay?
You think you're going to clear this up right away?
I had to ask because I couldn't do it on the website. I'm looking at the website like it's already in motion. It's right. Like it's going down a conveyor belt to some warehouse.
Yeah, exactly,
you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's getting shipped out, right? And so I call Verizon, and I'm like, is there any way you can stop shipment on the shirt? Because I'm a Yankee fan, and I can't be wearing a Devil Rays minor league team. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. It's just you're going to have to take care
now
of it.
Now, you do know what she was doing on the other side. She's holding the phone, and she's going, guys, come here.
I got
hurry up.
I got one.
Come here.
4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning, hammered. He wants a shirt back.
Something about biscuits.
And he's mentioning biscuits and the Tampa Bay Rays.
I don't know what he's doing.
It's something about baseball and biscuits.
He's having a drunk Pictionary at his house. He's being a complete... They're playing charades, apparently. So we got to figure out what this... Come here, you guys got to hear this. He's clarifying everything for me by not making any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Guys, this is a good one. This is a good one. Yeah, so I called Verizon, and the Verizon woman's like, nope, I'm sorry, we can't do anything. So Friday, after the show, when I first talked about it, I got home... And it was sitting in a mailbox. It was a handwritten note from, and I'm figuring, all right, I have to wait for it. Here it is. I got to send it back. You know what I mean? It cost me like, I don't know, $25 altogether with shipping. Not much. $30 altogether with shipping.
Okay.
I said, as soon as it comes in the mail, I'm going to take it. I'm just going to send it back and I'll get my money back. I open it up, everything handwritten. Handwritten note from the director of the Montgomery Biscuits Stadium in the merchandise area.
The
manager of the merchandise.
Yeah.
Kenny, thank you so much for your... And it was a woman's handwriting.
Right.
Thank you so much for your purchase. I hope that you would find some other stuff that you would like, and we'll send it out as soon as
Maybe
you would
should
like.
Take a picture for Fuzzy Biscuits.
Thank you. Yeah. You got any picture of biscuits? You got any biscuit pictures?
That's how few times that they sell stuff. At the times they do, they're like, oh, we got a sale. All right, everybody come around, get all the work. All right, we're gonna sign this all out.
Their internet sales are so big that each fucking receipt is handwritten.
Yeah.
And the receipt that she gave me was from the register in the Biscuit Stadium. Because you could see that she was like, tick, 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 and it came out. Because it had the address of
That's
the stadium.
So funny.
You know, it's like Sunoco Stadium or something.
Yeah, in absolutely.
Montgomery, Alabama. And I said, you know what? I can't bring this back. I'm not going to return it. So I'm like, let me put it on. Let me just see how it looks. You know Chris Farley, Fat Guy in a Little Coat?
Yeah.
I sang that song putting that shirt on.
Fat guy in a little biscuit.
I've been eating too many biscuits for that shirt. Because they didn't have any extra larges, so I got a large.
Now, what did you do with it?
I gave it to my sister.
You did? All right.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of it?
No, I can't. I'll take a picture.
You got to take a picture. You got to put it on the net.
It says Montgomery on the top and underneath the biscuits, and then there's like a logo with like a biscuit, like running.
Oh,
like a running biscuit.
Is that so South?
Yeah.
That is so
biscuits
Southern.
Biscuits and gravy and stuff.
Biscuits. That's got to be the worst. I don't know what's worse, being Berkowitz and Rakin or being a biscuit.
Kenny, if you don't want the shirt, I'll take it. You're at least an XL these days, so it should fit me.
Oh, white ass Brent, that hurts.
Domestic Violence is a Tampa fan.
She would. Oh God.
Yeah, but it didn't. Totally didn't fit. So I'm off the hook on wearing
it. Off the hook on wearing it. I know.
Yeah, but I couldn't give it back. Handwritten note. Kenny, thank you for your purchase. I'm surprised she didn't give me like a picture
of a little kid actually is getting lunch. Some starving kid. He goes, because you bought this shirt, little Nick Knock actually got a dinner. And then you're like, what are you gonna do?
It goes right into the Montgomery Children's Fund. I hope you enjoy your purchase.
Yes, you actually became a person of the day. On May 27th, you were
just Just think about the Verizon. Where hang up the phone, and you know when people at work and you're in the office chair, and you lean back, and you're like, you wouldn't believe what the fuck I just.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're talking to your colleagues because you have to lean back in those cubicles.
You got to lean back to see the person in the other cubicle.
Yeah, like those. You know.
You were basically this. You didn't even realize you were center of attention.
Had no idea until it dawned on me, like, why did I call Verizon?
Yeah.
Verizon
has nothing
to do with
the biscuits. You were trying to head into the past with information. Like, all right, listen, before I start babbling incessantly, I'm a Yankees fan.
Fucking shit right, man. Bill Murray owns the St. Paul Saints. Buy one of their shirts. You're fucking right. I got a Bill Murray shirt.
What's a St. Paul Saints?
It's a baseball team.
Like a
minor league team, yeah. And Bill Murray
bought it. Not a Triple-A team.
Oh, no. It's probably a
like
double or single A.
A.
Yeah, single A. St. Paul, Michael Jordan, I believe, played for St. Paul Saints. Somebody famous played for St. Paul Saints.
Is that who he played? No, wasn't he in the Atlanta?
I don't know.
Maybe it was.
It was a White Sox farm team?
Yeah,
it was the White Sox.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the White Sox. But I know somebody famous played for the St. Paul Saints.
Maybe it was St. Paul.
Maybe Mike Tyson. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But that's great that they actually, like, you were almost a hero for buying one of their shirts. Like, there was a homeless person that got soup that day.
Yeah, because absolutely. Of you. Mm-hmm.
There was no way you got to send that
some
back.
Some girl at the counter got a bonus for ringing me up. And it's from the snack stand. It's from the snack
Unbelievable,
stand.
Unbelievable, yeah. Surprising they send you a hot dog.
Yeah, I know, right? They should send a biscuit in a little paper napkin. A plastic bag, like a sandwich bag.
They should
send you a biscuit with it.
They should.
Like a Roy Rogers biscuit or something.
You know what? With this shitty-ass world that we live in now, I probably would do it, but they're like, you know what? We do it. Somebody takes a bite out of it. They break their tooth. You know, or they end up, it's bad.
You're right.
And they end up food poisoning and then they'll sue.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And if something cute
right.
like that, like, oh, you know what? We'll send a biscuit as a joke. You know, like, it'd be
fucking
cute.
Fucking assholes.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what they do.
That's, thank you, Darryl attorneys.
Darryl Strawberry. There, that's what it was. Darryl Strawberry played for the Saints for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Domestic violence. It would be funny if we all bombarded them with orders now.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's a cool shirt.
That would be a great shirt.
People wear like a lot of things now.
Look, with all the hipsters out there, they would wear that shirt just to wear it.
Here's the thing. Like Target and Walmart, they have a lot. You can find like a Batman shirt. You can find a Beatles shirt. Or like a Led Zeppelin shirt, that kind of a thing. And those are cool rock shirts and stuff. Right. And the cool ones are the Montgomery biscuits because nobody knows of them, or a St. Paul Saints shirt.
Well, that's what a hipster does. A hipster will purposely put on or wear clothing that is, when you look at it, you're like, this is not, you shouldn't be wearing this.
Or where'd you get that shirt? It's cool.
Well, that's what they really want to do.
Yeah.
But they play it off like, oh, well, you know, I'm not in fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
full
of shit. Conti and Kenny.
Hello. Hello.
Who's this?
Who's this? Lady Trucker?
Hello.
I don't know who this is.
I have no idea who it is. What do you think about the Montgomery biscuits?
It sounded like the Peyton Manning thing. Nah.
now we're getting pranked?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Hello?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Nationwide is on your side.
Chicken parm, it tastes so good. All right, if they're not going to talk.
Hello?
They got to say something. Or maybe got their phone wrong.
Maybe their phone's...
You can prank us all you want. We don't care. Just say something.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Oh, well.
Try again.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a hipster would purposely wear a shirt, and they would buy the shirts, and they look like that you shouldn't be wearing them. They're old. They're old-looking. Yeah. But that's the point of it. They purposely do that to say, it's almost like you look like you're trying not to be trendy by being trendy.
By being trendy, yeah.
That's what makes you a douche.
Yeah, and when you snack on videos.
Snack
or
on
binge
videos.
Watch. When you binge watch Lost over the weekend.
White ass Brent. Sweet. Conti and Kenny's now big enough to get Brent. Yeah, as soon as they start getting hate, hate mail and stuff, that's when you know you're a big show.
You're on
show.
Your way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because when everybody loves you, it's because you only have fans that are listening to you. You know?
I'm waiting for the email that we're going to get from a Boston person who's going to check us out on Monday.
Right.
And then go, why are these guys on the air? They're filthy. And you're like, listen, sister, Monday and weekends are different.
Yep.
So shut up, cunt twat.
Easy. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I have to get it out now because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah. You want to take a quick break and then we'll finish up the show?
Sure.
We'll go, what'd you call it?
I'm not going to take too long of a break. We'll
quick break. There's a couple of things. There's the Alaskan Bush people, the FIFA, my conspiracy theory, and we got to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. That is a must. So that's a little teaser. That's what we're going to be coming back with, guys. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com, where a censorship could go fuck itself.
What was that?
That's our mantra.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C-K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take the piss. Wankers.
Are you looking for happiness? Then comedian Joe Conti has got good news for you.
So, I'm a single guy. I'm not married. Most people here are single. We have single women here tonight. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yes, there's a lot of laughs, but there's also a philosophical search.
These are thoughts that I have in my head, and I wanted to share them with you. If a bulimic had Alzheimer's, would they still be fat because they keep forgetting to throw up? Is bowling not a sport, but just an activity for alcoholics too lazy to play softball? If America created a gay, patriotic airline, would they call it the Fruited Plains? And would they have a Mile Deep Club? Was that too far? Was that the point? Right there. Boom! Too far for this audience.
And of course, a little something for the lady.
This is for every woman in here. Every woman is every woman's real fantasy, real sexual fantasy, to have a really good-looking gynecologist with Parkinson's disease.
Yes, there's more where that came from. So do yourself a favor. Head over to iTunes or Amazon and order yourself some happiness from Joe Conti.
A lot of creepy, a lot of good-looking girls in this audience now. I got a fucking log in my underwear. That's right, I had a wooden cock. I was circumcised with a pencil sharpener.
Our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson, is no longer with us. But his legacy of laughs lives on at OttoandGeorge.com. There you can order Otto and George's new DVD/CD in concert. And you can get his new T-shirt. Or anything Otto and George can be found at OttoandGeorge.com. And now it's time for another episode of The One That Got Away.
So yeah, I was hanging out in the parking lot of a come and go. I was, you know, looking for a ride and hopefully I could, you know, bum a joint or two. When this half-man, half-gorilla hybrid-looking man came out. I asked him for some cash. He said he didn't have any. So then I said, hey, man, can you give me a ride?
Yeah, sure. You know, this isn't really where I'm going. So since I'm doing you a favor, why don't you do me one?
I guess I was more shocked than repulsed, but, well, he was doing me a favor, and I guess fair is fair. So I dove down into that bushy, hairy mess. And eventually, my mouth found that small little knob that was his manhood. And I was just sucking away, and I never felt more degraded and disgusted and filthy, and never more turned on. After all was said and done, he dropped me off, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I mean, days later, weeks even, I kept going at the come and go and looking, started visiting some zoos. But I never saw Joe again. I guess for me, he'll always be the one that got away.
Join us again for another episode of The One That Got Away.
I dressed up as a girl. I looked pretty good, too. My sister did my makeup. But I was a fucking Jedi.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Conte and Kenny Show. It's, we haven't done this show, and
we're back in more ways than one.
We sure are. It's been almost a month since we've done this show live, and thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, there's something wrong with the phones. I forgot. Oh, yeah, maybe we can do the Skype thing. Hold on. Let me get the Skype thing turned on, eh?
We didn't even go over. We've been talking about it. That coming, the coming back from song, the Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
We didn't tell these guys that I found it.
No, because we did it on this show.
We did.
Because it was the video.
That's
it was
right.
What you were playing.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
So
working for Rob Zombie this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan, but he's
I like a lot of Rob Zombie stuff and White Zombie too. Almost anything They have some really good shit. Very cool.
Yeah, I'll be working for him. Probably smells bad. He looks like he smells.
Well, because he's got like the dreads.
Yeah,
and he just looks like a dirty guy.
Musty
yeah.
Fuck.
He might be. All right. The Skype is up. It's NPN Studios. If you want to try to use the Skype-a-roo. We got to fix the.
The phone lines. Bear with us for the next couple of weeks or so.
We're in a different studio. They're doing
upgrades
some renovations and stuff like that in the other studio. So that's why everything looks a little different.
Yeah, microphones might sound a little bit different.
A little scratchier. But you know what? It's all about the quality of programming. Exactly.
That was right on cue.
It was right on cue. Quality of programming.
We're never going to get a job. We got to stop doing this show.
So
I wanted another bunch of people that should have their children smashed in their face with a ball peen hammer. Right, Carlin?
Here's another pack of jack-offs who ought to be strangled in front of their children. There are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives. Here are some more people with missing chromosomes who ought to be thrown screaming from a helicopter. Here are some more people who ought to be smashed across the face repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment.
And
here are some more people who, ought to be strapped into chairs and beaten with hammers.
He didn't come in on that one.
Yeah, he was just like, all right, I've had enough.
Here's another pack of low-grade morons who ought to be locked into portable toilets and set on fire.
There you go. Low-grade morons.
Low-grade morons.
There's nobody better than
Not
him,
a high-grade
right?
one, low-grade
better,
moron.
Nobody better than Callan. So anyway, go ahead.
Alaskan bush people.
My girl likes all these horrible shows.
The problem is me and your fiancé have similar watching things,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Two more episodes tomorrow and next Tuesday. Gonna see if they stay married.
What the
fuck? Married at First Sight.
Oh my, it's beyond comprehension.
Here's the thing. When me and my sister, we share the house. She has the downstairs apartment. I have the upstairs, and we share the kitchen and whatnot, and we commiserate after we eat dinner or something, and we sit in a parlor and watch the tube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where the big TV is, and we'll sit there and watch. So we'll watch a Yankee game or we'll watch her shows, because most of the time I do my watching after she goes to bed. She goes to bed at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because she's a normal human being.
Exactly. So I'll watch all my stuff later on. So during family time in the parlor.
Family time in the parlor.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. Last night, it was lightning and stuff. Lightning and stuff. And she knows about me and lightning. So she said something. She goes, "Oh, can you take the garbage out, or are you yellow?" She actually called me yellow. I fucking died laughing. I'm like,
so what are you, racist?
Yeah, yellow belly.
Yellow
belly. What are you, chicken? It wasn't. I would have taken chicken shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, yellow?
What are you, yellow? What is she, Clint Eastwood? What are you, yellow?
Yeah, Rooster Cogburn over there. I tell you, he's yellow. He's a yellow belly. But, yes, the Alaskan Bush people, I want to put them, these low-grade morons, in a port-a-john and set them on fire.
Set them on fire.
Yeah. It really is. I can't stand them. And what happens is I don't watch the show. And my sister doesn't watch the show. I watch the show until the part where I cringe because of their fucking stupid accents. They're not from anywhere. Their accent isn't from anywhere. There's some kind of weird.
She says because the only, the only television they watch or anything is like old movies. So she says they all sound like they're from the 40s. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, they talk through their nose. They talk. You can, you know, I've got a minute and 20-second clip. Let me play this and see if we can hear anything. Okay. I haven't proofread this yet. Proofread.
You haven't snacked on this video yet? You fuck.
Let's see if we can hear anything.
Snacked on sucks.
Come here, honey. More, babe.
More.
Be good.
It's not permanent, but you know, worry until you get back.
I love you.
What is that?
Until you get back.
They talk through their noses. They're not fucking. I don't get it. Let's try it again.
Sucks.
More, babe.
More.
Be good.
It's not permanent, but you know, worry until you get back.
I love you.
More. When my mom was leaving, I gave her my cross necklace. Whenever anyone from my family goes somewhere, I try to give them like a personal object. I guess it's an old Viking thing of giving them something they have to return so that they have to return.
Some.
What the fuck was he just saying?
And he's first like 20, all, he's a 25-year-old man.
He sounds like he's watching his puppy being slaughtered when he's talking. Well, yeah, he's like, not, well, I don't really. I just saw this thing, and I'm like, well. And it was Alaskan. Yeah, and I said, if I get there in time, I'll cut the tree down.
I rescued this piece of stuff from a seal carcass, and I gave it to my mom because she's got breast cancer, and she just has to come back on this boat. She has breast cancer, but she's going through the Bering Strait on a fucking kayak made out of wood. She has breast cancer. How about we get her a plane? No, we can't get her a plane because she's in the bush.
Well, what I can do is I can whittle a plane out of some wood, and then we'll shove her in there, and then we'll just push her down the runway.
I wouldn't know how to make a plane because we never grew up with toys. We didn't have toys. We just had raccoons and marmosets. I tell you, they would never say, I tell you.
Living in Alaska.
I'd like to see her bush.
It's raw love living in Alaska. Alaskan bush, yum. If it's cold, does your tongue stick to it? Hey, that's Big Scott Will. Whitey ass Brent. Hey, they talk like they're talking, taking a dick in their ass for the first time. Hey, I tell you. That's Whitey ass Brent.
I tell you, these kids in a hygiene, I tell you. Oh. All right, let's start it.
More, baby.
See you in your back.
I love you.
Trouble safe.
More, baby. More? Bear.
No. You I come, Florida.
Bear, we gotta go.
You're right.
I really don't like the division of the family because I know when they are with Billy and I, they're safe. All parents, I assume, worry when their children are off in the world alone.
Guys, we're back as soon as we can.
More.
More, guys.
More.
I love you.
Hey, if Pooh Bear was a twink.
We howl all the time to communicate. Good boy. When a wolf howls, it's to convey a certain emotion. And in this case, we're telling our family we love them and we'll miss them.
They talk almost like they're out of breath.
If the bear brings a commotion and then we get... actually get the Baron and we say, hey, it's your love commotion. The fuck was that? It sounded like Paul Lynde on his last breath.
Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead. I'm sorry. I'm Paul Lynde, but I'm cold. Oh.
But full speed ahead isn't that fast because we have paddles.
Listen to him. Dude, just go back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to go and just...
When a wolf howls, it's to convey a certain emotion. And in this case, we're telling our family we love them and we'll miss them.
When a wolf conveys a certain emotion, he tells my family. And then I say, hey, I'll do a sitcom, but you know it's not believable that I have kids because I'm flamboyantly gay.
And when a pedophile has a certain emotion...
Wow, what the fuck?
I fucking can't stand it.
You know what drives me nuts? Is that these people have more TV credits than me and you will ever have.
Absolutely.
They're
probably money.
Yeah.
They're fucking, you know, they're making...
Unbelievable.
They're
making me crazy, I tell you.
Oh, Brent put this picture up in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, this is the people, right?
Yeah, yeah, he also put my Jedi picture up in there.
Alaskan bush, yum. If it's cold, does your tongue stick to it? I don't know. They talk like they're taking a dick in their ass for the first time. It's just
and
awful.
And the thing is they all
this
live
is the show that my girl
they
watches?
They all live in the same house.
They all live in the same
they
house?
They all live in the same house. It's, I don't know, two doors.
Mama, we said don't play ball in the house. Marsha.
I just can't stand
Greg, Bobby, somebody come wipe my ass.
Ow!
Somebody come wipe my ass, please. Where's Tiger? Is Tiger a werewolf or a dog? I don't know. Alice, please, could you make Salisbury steak tonight? And just like, shape it into a sausage so I could ram it in my coolie.
Pork
please.
Chops and applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce. Oh, I don't know why when I do this impression I have to keep my eyes closed, but I do. I don't understand. Oh, Baton Rouge. If you're Brady Bunch fan, come on, Cindy. Baton Rouge. Bobby! Cindy! Bobby!
Where did you just go?
Cindy! It's a Grand Canyon episode.
Joe's got his eyes closed and his head tilted to the side.
Lady Trucker says the cold makes them talk through their noses.
Yeah, or a scratchy ass, because you know they got mud butt.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
This is popular? What show? Is this on like A&E?
TLC.
TLC.
Yeah, TLC somewhere.
TLC. Can I say something?
I'm not even sure, actually.
TLC hasn't been the learning channel in 10 years.
Not even close.
It's the freak show channel now. Okay? That's all it is. Whether it's hoarders, weird fucking, what are all the people that have the weird things that they're addicted to?
My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, that another dumbass show.
It's great.
Ugh.
I love that show.
Yeah, Big Sky Will. People watch this tripe? I feel like a pickpocket at a retard convention. Wow. Apparently their net worth is $1.5 million. That's great. Up there?
And they're fucking each other.
And that's up there. $1.5 million up there? It's like
spending,
having $1 trillion.
They're not spending any money. They're living off the land.
$1 trillion.
Making their shirts out of...
Trillions
fucking,
of dollars.
They're making their clothes out of yak hide. And seal blubber.
If you please bring these sketches and bring them over to Mr. I forgot his name. But
just think about Stank Vag in that place. Musty balls, scratchy ass, and Stank Vag.
You think so?
That's what Alaskan people... That's every Alaskan person.
Is it?
Absolutely. Any bush person? Do you honestly think any of them fucking trim up their shit?
Oh, they probably don't trim it up, no.
They don't trim it up. They don't got running water. You know, running water, if my balls are stinking, I can go to the sink and just put some hot water on.
Yeah.
A little soapy suds if I can't take
de-clam
a shower.
De-clam it up.
A little baby powder.
Yeah.
I'm freshy.
Exactly. You know? Maybe squeeze a little lemon on there.
What are we making, franchise?
We got dinner for six down at Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Yeah. Some little oyster,
little
clams casino. We're good.
Little tartar sauce.
A little tartar sauce.
Yeah. But just think about it. You know, any of those bush people, you know, they don't have running water. So you have to think, all right, do I want a cup of if you got enough water left, you got to make soup and you got to make a cup of coffee or wash your ass. What are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to make the soup and the coffee. You're not going to brush your ass.
I'm not washing my ass.
Right. Because that could go a little while.
Exactly. It'd be funny because my gas is really kill the mood. Oh, I crushed her yesterday.
Right. You got to make soup. You got to boil ox bones for some soup. Or you got to make a cup of mud coffee, you know, like the old school mud coffee. Or you got to
keep
you got
mud coffee going in your
hot
ass.
Hot water to brush your ass. Yeah. What are you going to do? And you don't even care that you're married because she's eating the same soup and she's going to have a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
So you got to split that water down in half to wash the balls and genitals off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who's going to waste soup on some pussy? Don't worry about that stanky pussy.
Exactly.
I'm starving. Get those fish bones and a couple of rocks from the fucking creek, you whore.
Oh, my God. I
and stay away from me. You annoy me.
I hammered Beverly yesterday. Oh. Cause she,
what,
she,
like sexually?
No, because she went down to the beach on Saturday, and it was the first time down
I
the
said
beach.
Sexually, and you were like, no.
No,
I would never do that.
Damage. Maybe emotional damage. Maybe she cries just because she's like, why am I doing this? Then what happened was she got really sunburned.
Brent just put the picture. That's why she's a good whistler. See that side tooth?
Oh, wow.
If you go into the More Like Radio chat room.
Holy shit. Looks
put
like,
a picture of the daughter in there.
It looks like a fucking graveyard that had fucking explosives in it. Wow.
Yeah, she can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right through there.
Oh, but I had to put all sorts of, because she got burned up in different spots.
Oh.
Her back and the back of her legs and all that.
You had to rubber down.
So I had to put all this. So last night, I had to put on some earlier in the day and then last night, and I'm putting some on her, and I let a silent gasser go, and I had to go to the bathroom. And if you notice,
there's always thunder before the lightning.
Well, the thing is, if you gas one out and you got to take a duty, it enhances it.
Right, because it's you're waiting for that mustard plug.
Whatever it is, and as it goes through, it takes it takes people with it. You know,
it's like a short reliever. It's like, you know, the guy that comes in the seventh and eighth inning. He comes in, and then the closer. But you got that that mustard plug.
I think I know what your metaphor is saying.
Where that one turd from the night before goes out, and then the stuff from today and this morning.
I'm saying as your gas goes through, as it passes through all.
There's a difference. You could.
If you got something in the chamber.
Yes. You can lay a gasser and nothing. You could do it. You could do it at the bank, you know, and there's
absolutely
no problem. Especially taking a probiotic. You still taking that?
Yes, I started taking.
Especially
back
with
again.
That. But right before the the calm before the storm, it doesn't happen. Right?
Oh.
When you got it. When
so I was sitting there and I didn't say anything. I'm like, and then she was just like, "Oh, fuck you." She got so mad. It was
so. You're where are you? Where
she's
in the
laying
house?
On the bed.
On the bed,
and I'm standing
and
over
she's
her.
Basically, she's just got a pair of underwear.
No, she's nude.
She's nude
because she
and you're oiling her down.
I'm putting the stuff on her. Not the oil. The
aloe.
The cream.
The
aloe
cream.
Stuff.
Yeah. Because she got a sunburn.
Dude, it hit me first, and I went.
You're lathering her up.
I wanted to walk out of the room, but I couldn't. And then she was just like, "Oh, you fuck!"
Oh. You gassed her, and you know what?
I was like Mengele, dude. It was bad.
And here's the thing: she might have been in a little bit of pain, but not too much, right?
Well,
but she was relaxing.
She was trying to get soothing of pain, and I'm getting a little bit on her, and it's like
her fiance is rubbing her down. All kinds of creams and lotions, and you're rubbing her down, and she's like, "Oh, this is pretty cool." And then you just gassed her.
Oh yeah, dude! It's like I hit her in the nose with a shit hammer.
Ha 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 ha
lady trucker. So the gas was so bad it made sunburn pain worse. Good one. Somebody needs to quote what I just said. I hit her in the nose with a shit hammer.
And I know that just popped in your head because you couldn't think of what to say. I saw it in your face. I saw it. You didn't. You stuttered almost to think of what to say.
Let's see.
Oh boy.
Big Scott, well, a fart that has the twins of fresh shite to it. Yes, that's a passion killer. That's exactly what it was. It was a bad gasser with shite. It was like a fart bus with shit passengers on it.
It was like the train horn before it comes into the station.
Yes.
You're like, oh, it's coming.
It had shit passengers
on it. You're just hearing it in the distance. Rat, rat.
Brent says, wait till you're married. Them farts will have her screaming for divorce. Wow. Yeah, that was bad. Bad news. So anyway, let's...
What a shit hammer. Oh, man.
Why don't we talk about that sexy beast who just was on Variety.
Oh, yeah. let me get my composure here.
I was amazed on the picture when I first saw it. I was like, it didn't even look like him. He looked like a chick.
That's a lot of airbrush. I think he did a shot with Annie Leibovitz, I believe.
Right.
You know, which is what's the main, whatchamacallit, the main photographer in the world, basically. You know, if you want your shit done, you get it done by Annie Leibovitz.
So she's like the Babe Ruth of
glamour
shots?
Right. And Bruce Jenner does not look like that. If you go on Yahoo, you just check the Vanity Fair cover photo. I mean, that's not Bruce Jenner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is, but I don't think. I think there's a lot of airbrushing. I think it's.
Well, of course.
I think it's softening the walls. You know, because he's had so many pictures of him going through the transition. You know, where you're like, it's Bruce Jenner, but now he's got tits. Now he doesn't have a dick. You know, this kind of a thing.
Big Sky Well ask. The shin hammer, does it come with a turd chisel?
And a whole bunch of mining equipment.
But look at, like, they made him look like a, like soft looking.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like he doesn't, like, his body, he doesn't look like he's got a guy's.
If he really.
He
if,
looks like he's got a girl's body.
Well, yeah, well, that's all, he's always been a skinny dude. So,
yeah, but look, he's got like an hourglass figure.
Well, here's the thing. Hormones. If he's taking female hormones...
Is that
it changes it down? Absolutely. It changes your whole body complexion. Absolutely. 100%. There's something about the hormones. That's why, you know, that's why if females take male hormones...
The chin is the first thing.
That's why...
That squaring of the chin...
I was watching Oprah for some reason the other morning, and where are they now? And it was, remember the pregnant mom, the pregnant dude? Remember the guy that was a pregnant dude?
But wasn't it that he really wasn't pregnant?
No, he was totally pregnant, but he was transitioning into a dude. Took the whole...
Oh, so it was still a girl.
And he's still a girl, but the wife, him and the wife, wanted to get pregnant, and she couldn't have children. So he went and got the sperm injections and then was continuing to take the all the shit and had a beard and, you know, fucking all kinds of, you know, made a penis out of a thing, you know, because it elongates
your
clitoris.
The baby came out and then they went and...
He's got three kids and then they got divorced and now he's got a new wife. Yeah.
Unbelievable. My only thing about this is that I don't know if I had mentioned this on it with us. Bugs Bunny was the first tranny. Colorado dickhead, yeah. I just don't think this is... I think this transgender getting this type of work done is in more of the ballpark. It shouldn't be in the ballpark of gay and lesbian.
That's the pregnant man.
Ah,
if
okay.
you Google image pregnant man, it's the one that looks like he's Chinese.
That's right, yep. But
other people have done this also.
I think that this, getting this done, goes along more into the TLC, My Weird Addiction, or fetishes where you get your body altered. Like, this is basically him altering his body and DNA makeup.
Yeah, there's we've talked about this. There's a between a body dysmorphic syndrome and transgender.
It's transgender. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, like, I don't think this should be in the same.
Big Scott's will. I can spot a bogus beaver from 20 paces. From 20 paces.
Yeah, turn around. Go 20 paces, turn around, and make a quick decision.
Yeah, she weighs 4 stone. Wait, is he a Viking?
You know?
Oh, like, no, he's a Scot. Of it's course, like, 20 paces.
You're talking about somebody who just, you know, whether you're gay or lesbian, who the person, you just find the people that are your same sex attractive. That's just, boom, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get anything done. So it's not, it's not a fetish. That's not a fetish. That's just your basic human
instincts,
your basic human sexuality. It's like, you know, like, I think we all can understand, like, being attracted to somebody else. It's just, they're attracted to the same sex.
Right.
This isn't about who you're attracted to. This is about looking in the mirror and not being happy with the way you look. Feeling like saying, I shouldn't look like this. I should look like that.
65 years. How old is he? What was he?
65.
65 years. And he's been hiding that shit?
He's been hiding it. And he said he felt it since he was a kid.
Yeah, he knew it all along. I mean, God bless him. Let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, it's fine.
You should have done it at 30.
But I just don't think they should be looped. They should be grouped into the same group as gay and lesbian.
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think so. I think, you know, being gay and lesbian is like, that's your group. That's your people. It's like, hey, we all are of the same thing. Like, hey, we all like our...
I haven't heard this. Does anyone even in the chat room know if he want... Does he like... It's got to be in the interview, that interview. I didn't see
it. Oh, I didn't see it either, but they say...
Women or men?
Girls.
He likes girls?
Yep.
Okay. We talked about that a couple of months ago.
You and Levy both said, he likes chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to... But he wanted to be a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I just think that it might be more of a neurological thing.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm just glad that when my sisters made me dress up in dresses and play the Xanadu records, thank God it worked out okay. I done all right.
Did I ever tell you, I might as well.
Yeah.
When I was like 16, we used to go to my friend's house, like a bunch of us, like 10 or 12 of us, and we'd go down and hang out. No, no, no. It wasn't like that. It was guys and girls. And, of course, this was and it would be like a hangout, but it would be like guys and girls that were like friends, and they would hook up. So we'd all just go and hang out there, and then they would all like be like, hey, it's Scott and Melissa, and they would just go in the corner and make out.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I was there, but I never hooked up.
I was the one. I was always the cook.
But check this out. Now, you know, I had like the long hair.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Aussie hair and all that shit. A couple of times I got all wasted. And the one girl was like, because they had seen me go into the Aussie concert and putting the eye makeup on and then coming back and, you know, around my eyes and then back, you know, like,
yeah,
to look like the Aussie makeup. So the one girl was like, can we put like Aussie makeup on you? I'm like, all right, whatever. So I got wasted. I was drunk, not hooking up with anybody. And this is how stupid it was. I'm like, well, I'll let the girl throw some makeup on me. Make, you know, maybe she'll want to hang out. You know, maybe she'll want to make out with me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
she
put makeup on me, but she didn't just do the eye thing. She put like eye stuff on there and then stuff on my face. And they put makeup on me and they dolled me up like a girl. And this happened like 3 or 4 times. And I thought I was going to hook up. And each time I look up, I'm like, oh, God, I'm a fucking mess.
That's the end of the story.
That's the end of the story. I never hooked up with any of them.
So you let them put it all
And end up being like two or three of them. I'd lay down on the floor and like they were like operating on me. It'd be like two or three of them putting
like
makeup
alien,
on me.
Yeah,
none of them would like grab my dick or anything, you know? But it was all about a hookup party. But I don't know. I don't even understand why I was there. I never hooked up with anybody. And it's so weird, man. I forgot about that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, yeah. Strange. I would do it too. I'd let them put makeup on me, but if
But these were chicks like my age.
Yeah. After that,
weird?
If I came out of the closet, I wanted to look like Courtney Love crying, just like just all spread around and just mushed up because I just banged in the closet.
Tatum O'Neal is now dating women. Oh, she's a lesbian now.
She's been all fucked up.
Big Scott Will said it's like the software and the hardware don't match. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's the same thing
nerd.
As being gay. Nerd. You call them a nerd.
Yeah.
I never told that story.
There's anymore. A picture of me with a Jedi suit.
Yeah, exactly. You're calling him a nerd. Big Scott Will, girls just love to fag us up. Been there.
Yeah. Right. I have the couple of pictures of me.
Yes.
As dressed as a woman.
Dressed as a. I mean, I was. And Lena Dunham is still a land whale. I never told that story. I forgot about that.
No kidding.
It was we have to do it. It had to be for a couple months.
It wasn't the Aussie, but they did girl makeup on you.
They put girl makeup on me.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I was drunk. I was hanging out with girls that were pretty, and I'm like. They're all making out with other dudes. I'm like, well, maybe one night it'll be my turn.
When you got home and sobered up and looked in the mirror, were you like, what the hell am I doing?
I probably was like, you're a zilch. Was probably one of the first. I probably don't remember going, huck dooey, and giving the old spitteroo right into the mirror. Fucking zero.
Fun. That's fun stuff, though.
It was innocent. There wasn't anything deviant. I didn't go around, searching, walking around the neighborhood.
You could have spun it around like kind of a, what's that, Lickety Snickets and a glam rock or whatever you were going to see?
Oh, yeah, and the Angry Inch.
Yeah, yeah, Hemlock Lickety Sclimits.
Yeah, somebody in the Angry Inch.
Hemlock Lickety Sclimits.
Yeah, Lickety Split, want to get out? Make sure you get my shoes shined.
Heinrich Limlick. And the Lickety Splicks.
And the Lickety Splicks.
And the Angry Inch.
And the Angry Inch.
Whatever that shit was.
Yeah.
But maybe back then, a glam rock. Because that was, in that time.
This was 1985. This was 1986.
Yeah, 16. That was.
This was,
height of.
Yeah.
Shit, I would have kept, if Saturday night, I would have not cried on Sunday. And kept it for Monday morning. I would have tried to not cry. And then go to school that day. But that,
strange.
I'm surprised you didn't get a little handy or anything.
No, I got nothing back then. You know what it was? And I was a good looking
kid. You were a rocker, dude. You were in that kind of scene.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Thank you, Domestic Violence.
Ziggy Stardust. That's another one. That's David Bowie.
Yeah, no, this was more or less just, I just dressed me up. I probably looked like my sister a couple of years younger, But it was just. It was just me trying to part of
Hemlick,
Hemlick and the
Heinrich,
and the Lickety Snicks
and the Lickety Splickets.
Lickety Splick, want to get home?
Just a couple of deposits.
Just a couple more deposits. Right,
just a couple of deposits as usual.
Andy, I do. It's been lonely. It's good to have you back. It's been lonely without you. Yeah. You fuck. Jerk off.
I want these shined.
Yeah, apparently. That's funny. Nobody ever looks at a man's shoes.
That's funny. You just said, lickety split. I want to go.
Lickety split. Exactly. Want to go home?
I know exactly what it was.
Knew exactly what it was.
Little Shawshank.
Yeah, I never told that story. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I let them just fucking stand over me and put makeup on me while the other guys are getting handies in the corner. I'm like, hey, look at all the girls hanging around me. Just
you know what the best
on.
Thing, though, to be a little bit, to wax nostalgic.
Oh, Christ almighty. I don't know if that's Michael C. Hall.
No, that's
the original guy?
No, that's Neil Patrick Harris right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lickety splickets in the dimensions, and the head inch with an inch.
So go ahead if you want to wax poetic.
Yeah, I'm going to wax nostalgic.
Oh, wax nostalgic.
Those parties used to be great. You know, like the
just
when you knew something was going to happen, even if it wasn't you, but the idea of going there, you knew, because I've had few parties like that where it was. When I was much younger, you know, 13, 14, it was the, you know, everyone, we're going to play spin the bottle, you know?
Yeah.
But then later on, it would be, there's this many girls, there's this many guys, we're going there, and it's an unwritten thing that what this party is going to be. You know what I mean? Because my group of friends was hanging out with them group of friends, and they were all together, so you intermingled with that. And the exciting part of it is you would wake up in the morning, and you would know that night is going to happen. And you would go there, you might grab a tit, you might not grab anything.
Yeah.
But hanging out there, just getting that little juice, that little vibe.
Right, it was a cool vibe.
Possibility of something.
I was wanted there. It's not like I was, they were like, oh, Conti's coming. No, I was like, yeah, Conti, but I just, there was.
What were you, the DJ?
Yeah. Hey, couples only. Promenade with your partner. As I play Xanadu and Kenny appears in makeup. So it was just, I forgot about that. And I was like, part of me is like, I wasn't quite the loser because I was wanted there. They were all my friends. Not, they were cool dudes. They were just all more, they were all more sexually advanced than me. I just wasn't sexually advanced. I was 16. I just wanted girls to like me. And they did, but they liked me because I was a nice guy.
Yeah, good guy, yeah.
And they just liked me as a person, you know? That's the only thing. Like, if I knew half what I know now back then.
Don't beat yourself up.
Oh, I would have fucking, I would have been.
If I knew, that's the, you know, the key saying, if I knew then what I know now,
yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't stop getting vagina. Oh. I wouldn't pass one up.
Oh.
I wouldn't pass
16-year-old girls.
I don't care if it was. I don't care if it was attached, even during the time of AIDS. I don't care if it was attached.
It was during the time of AIDS.
Love in the time of.
I was
cholera.
In the hype of the
serendipity. Check the movie out. Oh, that's a reference. Yeah. I don't even know that one. Even then, I would bare back at no condom. I couldn't care less. No, I wouldn't say that. But I would grab so much more snatch. I mean, I've done pretty good. I did really, really well.
Right.
Hopefully more to come. No pun intended.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hopefully more to come.
But I would have grabbed so much more that I never did because I was a good guy. There were so many times where the girl wanted me, but I knew if I slept with her, then we would be dating, and I didn't want to date her. You got what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was always a good guy. I prided myself on being a good dude and laying it out there and letting everybody know. I've never had an enemy of anyone that I've ever slept with, men or women.
Right. Somebody please quote that. Brent, can you please put that on our Conti and Kenny Twitter account? That's great. They just put Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
With Caitlyn Jenner's face on there.
Hard fucker. But I never had an enemy because I always, the only time I ever did it with anybody was, it was mutual and consensual or I was dating or something.
That's
like that.
That's because you are just one of those people that you never want any type of problem. So what you do is you don't make enemies, so you tell them bullshit lies to get out of it gracefully so you don't look like the bad guy and you end up being friends.
I not that I tell them bullshit lies to get out of it. I tell them bullshit lies not to get into it.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And
like
if it's back,
on its way out, but instead of just being like, whatever, I don't give a shit anymore. You're just like, hey, listen, you know what? You soften the blow.
Or if I knew that she wanted to sleep with me and it was a layup, I didn't do it because I didn't want to bring. I have sisters. You know what I mean? I didn't want to lead them on and bring them a lot. You know, I could have banged a lot more. Like I said, I did pretty good, but I could have.
Yeah.
If I go back, if I went back, I would triple my number. It'd be somewhere in the 50s.
Triple your number.
Yeah. No, wow. My number's there. My number's pretty. It's up there, but not that it's good.
If I count hookers and would you count like blowjobs from different hookers and and all that?
No, you just go.
Because I would be in the triple digits.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really, no kidding.
Just blowjobs and. Oh, I don't got to even think about massage girls. Holy shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you're
and then a few times, I only banged a few hookers, not too many.
Yeah.
It was mostly just, you know, Hummerooskies and Handies. Hummerooskies and Handies. That should be my next CD. Hummerooskies and Handies. That's going to be the name of this episode. Hummerooski and Handies.
Or Shit Hammer. Shit Hammers, Hummerooskies and Handies.
Yeah, it might be that shit hammer. The shit hammer. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, to reel it all back in.
But for me, I mean, if I don't count them, I am a quantum leap to get more pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I am, if you don't count any type of prostitution or anything like that, I am... Probably just in the double digits, barely.
Yeah,
not too many. That's sad. Easily.
That's not bad at all. That's pretty good. If you think about it, you started in your 30s.
Yeah, I started when I was about 30. Jesus Christ, yeah.
So you've done all right.
All right. Good night, Big Scott. Will.
Yeah, everybody's taking off.
Yeah.
Let's take off.
Thank you, guys. We'll definitely, we're doing another Boston week.
We've got to figure it out. I'll be down.
Either Thursday or Friday, we'll figure out when we're going to do it. We'll send it out. And also, don't forget to subscribe, because now the Boston shows weekly are getting put up on the podcast.
Right.
So if you don't get to listen to it, they come up probably Monday and Tuesday. Frank puts them up.
Check them out. Tell your
friends.
And
they're only an hour show.
Yeah.
Either one's an hour show. So, and they come up on the iTunes feed and all that
stuff.
They're
different than this one.
They're very different. All right.
It's good to be back, pal.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Good to be back. And we'll be.
And all the pals in the chat room, too.
Everybody. Thank you. Brent, Big Scott's, Will.
Lady Trucker.
Colorado Dickhead. Roy Black on crack.
A couple of different guests.
Yeah.
Ramcat Jackson.
Domestic Violence, of course.
Ramcat Jackson.
Ramcat Jackson.
That's awesome.
That's a great name. All right, everybody.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Yep. And if I may quote the late, great Otto Peterson, our pal. Take care.
See you next week.